Good morning, everyone. Let's, Be'ezus Hashem, B'li Neder, let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas, Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi, Ben Harav Yosef. We are on Daf Peches, and we are right on the top of Daf Peches by Toshma. I believe that's where we are, the top line. We have quite the Daf. This is one of the most famous Dafim in all of Shas, if not certainly one of the most famous dafim in all of Maseches Shabbos, so relevant to Maseches, to the holiday of Shavuos that we just spoke about. I'm gonna have to try to control myself because I have so much to say on this daf. I will do my best to control myself. Here we go. Tashma. So first, in the beginning of the daf, we're just continuing with questions about against the Rabbi Yossi, who said the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan, and Chachamim would say it was given on the 6th of Sivan. And we, at the beginning, we just start with some more questions along the lines of what we had before. Tashma, Desanya, B'Seder Olam. We learned in a brisa called Seder Olam. Nisan Shabal Yatzi Yisomim Yitzayim Ba'arba'asar Shachtu Pischeim. On the Nisan that Klal Yisrael left Egypt, on the 14th, they shechted the Korban Pesach. B'Chamisha Asar Yatzu. On the 15th, they left Egypt. Va'oso ayom erev Shabbos hayu. So this brisa holds they left Egypt on a Friday. U'midureish yachad denisan erev Shabbos. So Rosh Chodesh. Right. If the 15th was a Shabbos, that means Rosh Chodesh was erev Shabbos also. Right. Reish yachad de'ir chad b'Shabbos. So do the math. Iyar is a mull. Nisan's a mull. That means Rosh Chodesh Iyar 30 days later would be on a Sunday. V'sivan betray b'shaba, and Rosh Chodesh Sivan would have to be on a Monday. Kasha the Rabbi Yossi, so that's a riot of Rabbanon. The question comes Rabbi Yossi. Amalchem Yossi, Amani Rabbanon. This price is going according to Chacham. Not a problem. Toshma, Rabbi Yossi Omer b'sheni, on the second day of their encampment, Ola Moshe v'yarad. He went up and came down. B'shlishi Ola v'yarad. Third day he went up and came down. B'rvi yarad v'shuv lo Ola. On the fourth day he came down and didn't go up again. Says the Gemara, "Omeacha shelo ala mehechan yarad." If he didn't go up on the fourth day, how did he come down? What goes up must come down. What doesn't go up can't come down, right? Ela bervi ala v'yarad. No, so the brisa means that on the fourth day, he went up and heard the mitzvah of separating v'yarad. B'chamishi banam mizbeach v'ikar lov karban. Brisa says, on the fifth day of their encampment, he built a mizbeach. And it's interesting, this mizbeach is actually described in Parshas Mishpatim afterwards, but most of the mafarshim understand Ein Mukdam Amucha Batorah really happened before. Uvashishi lo hayalo pnai. And on the sixth day, he didn't have time to go up. Mailam Shem Torah. Why didn't he have time to go up on the sixth day of the encampment? Must be because that's the day they got the Torah. Rabbi Yossi here contradicts. This is all Rabbi Yossi talking, contradicts what he said earlier, that it was on the seventh day, not the sixth. Answer the Gemara, lo, mishum Torah HaShabbos. The reason he didn't have time to go up on Friday is because he was preparing for Shabbos. He had the hachanas of Erev Shabbos, not because the Torah was given, and the Torah wasn't given until the next day. Dar shahu galila alei de Rav Chista, a certain man, for a rabbi from the Galil, darshened in front of Rav Chista, berich rachmana deyav orientali say, La'am t'lisai, al-yedei t'lisai, b'yom t'lisai, b'yacha t'lisai. Blessed is Hashem who gave the Torah that is tripartite, the Torah that's divided into three sections, Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. Others say, the reason why three is so valuable here, the Achronim says, because three, the pasuk says, "Achuta mishulash lo b'mehira yinatek." A string that's three times strong will not be broken. So, the Torah is called three because it's Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim la'am t'lisai, to a nation that's made up of three, Kohan Levi'im and Yisraelim. So Yaakov says. Others say that you have Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, or that we are Rachmanim Baishanim Gomle Chasadim. The Chasam Sofer says it means the third, not all three. It means just the third. Like, La'am Talisai, right? Ayidei Talisai, through Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the third child, after Aaron and Miriam, Miriam and Aaron. Also, he's called, Moshe's called the three because he has three letters in his name. He was from the third Shevet. Levi also has three letters from his Levi also has three letters in his name. And Moshe was hidden for 3 months. Basically, Moshe is all about the number three. B'yom Telisai, on the third day. What do you mean on the third day? It says Vahiba Yom Ashlishi, right? The third day after the separation. B'yachat Telisai, in the third month, which was Sivan. The Maharal says the number three is very significant because one HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called HaYehovah V'yeh. Hashem was, He will be, and He is now. The present is made up of Haya and Hove, so Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that's why Yaakov ultimately was Mitaso Shlema. A lot of discussion about the significance of the number three. Three denotes a certain strength. Keman Kerabbanan. Who's this going like? Going like Rabbanan, who say the Torah was given on day number three of the Prisha, not on day number four. Rabbi Yossi said it was day number four from the Prisha, because Moshe added another day, and the Rabbanan say it was day number three. Ah! Here we go. Now we begin maybe the most famous Gemara, maybe in all of Shas, maybe certainly in Maseches Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Vayisyatzu b'sachta sahar, the Klal Yisrael stood under the mountain. Strange phraseology. Amar Rabbi Avdin bar Chama bar Chasa, Malami shekafa HaKadosh Baruch Hu aleim b'sahar ki gigas. This shows us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspended the mountain of Har Sinai over them like a turned over bowl or a jug. He said, if you accept the Torah, great, v'mlav, sham tekvu raschem. If you don't accept the Torah, so your graves will be right there when I drop the mountains over you. Amar Avacha bar Yaakov, mikan modar rabba lo raisa. Avacha bar Yaakov says, wait, this gives Klai Yisrael an excuse that they shouldn't have to accept the Torah. They only accepted the Torah, they were forced into it. They were forced into it. So it's an excuse that anytime a person doesn't feel like keeping the mitzvahs, he can say, listen, I was forced into it. I never really accepted this willingly. So it's an excuse to not keep the Torah. Amar Rava, Aval Bikain, even though, yeah, there's an excuse, Hada Kiblu B'Me'ach HaShverosh. Later on, during the time of Purim, Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah willingly. Dechsev Kimu V'Kiblu HaYehudim, as the Pasuk there in the Megillah says, they were Mekayim, that which they already accepted earlier, Kimu Masha Kiblu Kvar, that they now strengthened the acceptance, which beforehand was accepted under duress. Now they accepted it willingly. Now there's a million pieces of Torah on this. I'm going to hold myself back and just give you a little bit of my favorite ideas. My favorite ideas. First of all, Tosfos. Let's start with Tosfos, right? The top line. Take a look at the top line of Tosfos. What happened to Nasa v'Nishma? That's what everybody asks. What do you mean they were forced into it? I always thought, I was a little kid, I was taught that prior to being forced, prior to this, they had already said Nasa v'Nishma. That's Tosfos' kash. Tosfos says, yeah, well, Hashem was afraid that they would back down. Even though they said Nasa v'Nishma, once they would see Hashem's all-consuming fire at the top of Har Sinai, they would get scared and say, whoa, wait a second, this Judaism is serious business. If we don't keep it, we're going to get burnt by that all-consuming fire. So Hashem was afraid they'd back out. So therefore, He then forced them. There's a famous Medrash Tanchuma. I apologize, I keep saying famous. Maybe it's not famous to everybody, but there's a famous Medrash Tanchuma where the Medrash Tanchuma answers this kasha by saying they willingly accepted Torah Shebichsav, but when it came to accepting all the nuances and details of the vastness of Torah Shebaal Peh, that they weren't so excited. On that, Hashem needed to be Kafaleim Har Ki Gigas. There's a beautiful Meshech Chachma, one of my favorite Meshech Chachmas of all time, who says that actually Kafaleim Har Ki Gigas, it never really happened. There wasn't really a mountain suspended over them. What this Gemara means is that the experience of Mamad Har Sinai was so powerful and so awe-inspiring and so truthful that Klal Yisrael was left with quote-unquote no choice but accepting it. Not that there was mamish a mountain. It means the experience was so powerful that they were forced. Not that they were actually forced, but they willingly saw, they experienced Gilui Shechina, and they saw the truth for the truth. As we'll see in a moment, they became like angels who didn't even have a Yetzirah at that moment in time. They wanted to be like angels, as we'll see in a moment, that the Torah was so true that it was as if they were forced. That's what the Medrash means. The Maharal beautifully writes that why was it important for Hashem to force Klal Yisrael? The Maharal is going to write, as we're going to see in one moment, in the next line of the Gemara, the Maharal is going to say, we're going to see, Torah, the world cannot exist without Torah. The world cannot exist without the Torah. So Hashem, even though Klal Yisrael accepted it willingly, Hashem did not want it to be up to Klal Yisrael, because if it was willingly, that means Taka, the Klal Yisrael, could decide later on that we're no longer interested. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want Torah can't exist like that. It's got to be something that's mandatory that you have to do, because the world couldn't exist without it. So that's why it had to be forced. Even though Klal Yisrael, of course, were willing, and the Maharal rejects Tosfos. He says, what do you mean they were going to back out? Chas v'shalom, say the Jewish people were going to back out on the Torah. No, we're not going to back out. They were in love with Torah, and they always were in love. And it was willingly. But Hashem had to force it, even though it was willingly, to make sure that they wouldn't later on decide to back out, because the Torah has to be something forced, because the world can't exist without it. And Hashem wanted the world to exist, so he had to force Klal Yisrael to accept the Torah. And there's the Achronim here have another comment also, that they say that it's healthy that most of the time the Jew accepts the Torah from love. He's excited about it. He's willing to do it. But every Jew goes through times where the Torah becomes very difficult for him. Every Jew. The Yetzer Hara gets a hold of him and he says, nah, I can't really do this. I can't wake up. I can't do this. I can't. So those are the times that we need the Kaf Aleihem HaKigigas. It's for those times when a Jew is not all pumped up and not all excited. That's when he has to know, listen, I know I got to do this whether I like it or not. I have to do this. The Yiddishkeit is something that's crucial to me to do. Everybody has times of ava and excitement and times of where it's difficult. During those times, we got to push through. Like when you're riding a bicycle and you already been it for an hour and a half, and then you got to push yourself up that last. You say, I want to give up. I want to give in. No, so those are the times you got to push yourself through those hard times. Then that's when you got to remember, no, it's Kaf Aleihem HaKigigas, that this is something that you don't have the option. Like I'm always fond of quoting Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, says that the Torah is compared to wine and honey and to water and milk, right? You have the wine and honey, it's a luxury. Oh, we're so excited. Torah is amazing. You get to a great daf in the daf yomi. Oh, it's amazing. I love to learn Torah. Then you have to sit through those dapim also, that where you're talking about Tumah V'Tahara in Yanim, or the Zav and the Zava. That's when you got to realize Torah's water. It doesn't taste so good all the time, but you got to drink it anyway. If you don't drink the water, you die. So we have to view Torah as something crucial to us, that even if it's Kaf Aleihem HaKigigas, you have to accept it whether you like it or not. Now, what does this mean during Achashverosh they accepted it? So Rashi says, because of the miracle was so beautiful. But the others say, the Maharal and Goraya says, no, there were a lot of beautiful miracles, but it was through accepting the extra mitzvah of Megillas Esther. Because they accepted the Din D'Rabbanan, the mitzvah D'Rabbanan, so it's a glory milsel l'mafreya by accepting the extra mitzvah. If you accept even the trimmings, even the dessert, Kal V'chomer, you're accepting all the main course. That's by a Kal V'chomer. That's what he says. All right, so much more to say, but I'm going to hold myself back because we only have a limited amount of time. Let's continue. Amar Chizkiah. Oh, so the Maharal says, why is this statement right next to the last one? So according to the way he learned the Gemara, it's beautiful. Amar Chizkiah, my dechsev, mishamayim, mishmata din, eretz yira v'shakta. From the heavens you taught us the laws, and the earth shuddered and then was calm. Im yira lama shakta, mishakta lama yira. If the earth was in fear, why was it in calm? If it was calm, why was it in fear? Ella, b'tchila yara. Before Klal Yisrael said nasa v'nishma, the earth was trembling. Ulubasov shakta. Once Klal Yisrael said nasa v'nishma, the earth says, now we can be calm. V'lama yara, why was it scared? Could there be shlokish? Lama shlokish. May dechsev. Vayera vayvoke yom hashishi. Hey, Yisera lama li, what's the extra hey? And hashishi milamed. She's not kadosh baruch hu in maisa bereishis. V'amar lahem, Hashem made a condition during creation. He said, imisra makabal matara hashishi. The vav sivan. The whole world is suspended up until that hashishi. Vav sivan. Imisra makabal matara atem miskaimen. He told all the creations of the earth, if Klal Yisrael accepts the Torah, then the earth is going to continue existing. And if Klal Yisrael doesn't accept the Torah, I'm going to destroy the whole world. So that's why they were scared. The world was scared. Is Klai Yisrael going to accept or not? Once they accepted, oh, then they were Shekatim. So the Maral says this Gemara is right next to the other Gemara, because that's why Hashem had to force us, because if we wouldn't have accepted it, we wouldn't want to back out, the world would have been destroyed. So that's why he had to force us to accept this, because the world needs Torah. Torah, the world can't exist without Torah. Baruch HaTorah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shachrin Yavaro. Darsh Rabbi Simai. Yisha Shikdimu Yisrael Nasa L'nishma Bo Shishim Yiru Shamalach Yasharis L'chol Echad V'Echad Yisrael Kashu Lo Shnei Ksarim Echad Kenega Nasa V'Echad Kenega Nishma. When Klai Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, 600,000 angels came and tied two crowns to the Jewish people. These crowns were spiritual in nature, they weren't actually a physical crown, some kind of spiritual crown. When they sinned in the golden calf, 1,200,000 angels of destruction came down and destroyed the crowns, and removed them when they sinned with the Egel Azov. The Jewish people lost their crown, lost their glory from Har Sinai. At Har Sinai, they got the crowns, and at Har Sinai, they lost them. Easy come, easy go. B'chorif tanu, kidamaran. B'chorif parko, dusavais natsu b'nei so, they lost them. Amr b'yechan, v'chulan zacha Moshe n'talan. Moshe Rabbeinu was zochet to all of this spiritual growth. Dusamachle Moshe yikach ha'oel. Moshe Rabbeinu took, the next pasuk is, after they lost the crowns, Moshe Rabbeinu took the oel. There's a play on the word oel, also can mean the light. And that's where Moshe got the karne hod from. Moshe got those karne hod, the horns, though. Horns of light, the crown of light he got from all these crowns. Amar Yish Lakish, Asad HaKadosh Baruch Halach Ziron Lanu. HaKadosh Baruch is going to return these crowns to us, La'asad Lavo Shenemar, Uvduyei Hashem Yishuvun Uvolu Tzion Barina. When we are redeemed, we're going to return to Tzion in joy. V'simchas Oilam Al Rosham. And the joy of the old years will be on their head. Simcha Shemei Oilam Al Rosham. The joy, the spiritual delight that they had at Har Sinai from these crowns that they lost, we're going to get it back. Bizman Moshiach. Amar Rabbi Elazar, B'shosh Yikdim Yisrael Nasa L'Nishma. When Klai Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, Yotza Baskol V'Amalehen, Mi Gila Labanai Roz Zeh, who revealed to my children this secret? Shemalochei Asharis Mishtamshin Bo. Nasa V'Nishma is something that the angels use. Tichsiv, Baruch pasuk in Tehillim, Baruch Hashem Alachov. Angels, bless Hashem, Gibore Koach, you strong ones. Osei Devaro, Lishma Abakol Devaro. You do my words even before you hear about them. Osei Devaro, Lishma Abakol Devaro. Nase Vinishma, Beresha, Osei Vahadar, Lishmoa. Right, Salvechik has a beautiful essay about this. What do you mean, Nase Vinishma? You do before you think? How in the world can you do anything before you think? This is like a drunk act that way. Why is this considered to be something proud, that we're proud of? What's the sod? What's this, the secret? So Salvechik has this beautiful idea that Alpi Kabbalah, he says, there's Ratzon Elyon and Ratzon Tachton. Most decisions a person makes by measuring, do I do this or do I do that? And then some decisions a person make are like by instinct. It's after you've done all the calculations, like when you decide who to marry. So it's very much an instinct. It's not always a cheshbon. You don't measure, oh, she's going to make me 25,000 kugels and 25,000 loads of laundry. That's not the way you make a decision like that. It's an instinctive decision. It's not one that's necessarily rational always. He also says the great generals in battle, they don't sit there and weigh, okay, should I go like this or like that? They have an instinct of how they're supposed to act. So Rav Salvechik says, the Klai Yisrael by Matan Torah, like we said before, they felt so close to Hashem, they felt the Gilui Shechina, they didn't have to measure or weigh, they didn't even have a Yetzihara, they were like angels, they wanted to accept the Torah instinctively, naturally, it was a feeling that they had that didn't require calculation before it, it was an instinctive kind of decision. And this is the secret. The Marsha here similarly says, that a malach is all ruchni, is all spiritual. He has no yetzahara. And Klai Yisrael at this moment did not even have a yetzahara to say no. It was an instinct that they had. They They instinctively wanted to follow Hashem. And even though Acharonim write over here that we only get reward because of the Yetzirah, Klal Yisrael didn't even care about the reward. They just wanted to do the Ratzon Hashem without the Yetzirah, even though they didn't have a Yetzirah. They were like Malachim. That was the secret. Rav Tzadok writes like this in Pre-Tzadok. Rav Tzadok HaKohen Milublin writes, they had a natural desire and a cheshek and a tshuka to do the Ratzon Hashem, to be like Malachim without Bechira. They didn't even want the reward for defeating the Yetzirah. Now keep this in the back of your mind because we're going to come back to this at the very end of the daf again in the incredible debate that Moshe Rabbeinu had with the Malachim. But apparently, by Mamet HaSinai, Klal Yisrael raised themselves up to the level of the angels to want to have an instinctive desire. Furthermore, if Tzadok writes, how can you say Na'aseh v'nishma? How could you do that which you don't even know? How'd you know what to do? So he says they became like Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, even though he wasn't commanded it yet, because on his own, he instinctively was able to figure out what the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted, even before the Ribbono Shel Olam actually commanded him. He was so connected. Avram Avinu was so connected at that moment, the Klal Yisrael was so connected, that they were able to figure out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, even before they heard it. That's Pshat in Na'aseh v'nishma. That's why in the body we have 248 limbs, connected to 248 assays, and 365 sinews, connected to 365 assays, that our whole existence is based on Torah. So if you think about it, you could be masig, like Avram Avinu, you could be able to be masig what the Ratzon Hashem is, even if you didn't do it. Fine. Let's continue. So much else to say. I'm trying to hold myself back. Here we go. Amar Rabbi Chaim Rachanina, Mai Dechsev, Kisapuach Ba'atzei Hayar. Klal Yisrael is compared to an apple. Lama Nimshel Yisrael Tapuach, Lama Lach Ma Tapuach Zeh, Pirio Kodem La'olav, that the fruit grows before the leaves. Af Yisrael Kedimu Nasa L'nishma. Ha'ut Stuki, there was a certain Stuki, Dechazi L'Rava, to come Ayim Mishmaitze. He saw Rava thinking and learning. V'yosva Atzpata Didei Tosei Kara. His fingers were under his legs. V'kamayitzbuhu. He was so fatracht with his learning, he didn't realize that his legs were destroying his fingers. V'kamibayinetzbose dama. And there was blood flowing out of his fingers. He was so engrossed in learning, he didn't realize there was blood coming out of his fingers. Amalei, ama paziza. So this stuki, this apikoris, said to him, you foolish people, dekadmaisu pumaychu ludnaychu, that your mouth comes before your brains, your ears. You do the Torah before even thinking. Akati b'pachuzaisu kamaisu. Just like you were foolish then, you did before you thought. So too, akati b'pachazuzaychu kaimisu. You're still with your running. B'reishi b'ayluchu l'mishma. First you should think. Imatzisu kablisu. If you could accept the Torah, v'ilo lo kablisu. Amalei anan disagiganan bishle musa. We that went with HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tzmimus, k'siv ban, it says about us, tumas yisharim tanchem, that the tzmimus of our yashrus, of following Hashem even without thinking, is going to protect us. Hanach inshe disagan balilusa, you guys who think too much, and you complain, k'siv b'hu, what does it say about you guys? V'selef bogdim yishtem. You guys are going to be destroyed because you don't follow the Torah. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Mai Dechsiv, Libavtini achosik hala, Libavtini ba'achas me'inayich. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us? Libavtini, his heart is upon us twice. Libavtini. Betchila ba'achas me'inayich. Originally, we only had the Kabbalah, so only one eye was upon us. L'cheshetasi, when you're mekayim the Torah, b'shteinayich. So then HaKadosh Baruch is going to complete his relationship with us, that we will end up being mekayim. First it was a Kabbalah Satorah, and then when we finally originally it was only with one eye, but then when we do the Torah, it'll be b'shteinayich. Amar Ula, aluva kala mezana besoch kupasa. How disgusting it is for a kala to be mizane while she's still under the chuppah, that we did the cheta egel. Klai Yisrael was the kala. We did the cheta egel when we were still mamish standing in the chuppah. We were still by Har Sinai. We were still under the chuppah. How disgusting it is for the kala to cheat on her husband while she's still standing under the chuppah. I'm Rav Mari Barad de Bas Shmuel Maikra. Where's the pasuk for this? A pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Ad Shamelach b'Mesibo. Right, we were just learning Shir Hashirim. Right, that pasuk Libavtini ba'achas me'inoich. Ad Shamelach b'Mesibo. When we're still in the party, near the Nasan Recho, while we were still in the Mesiba in the party in the Chuppah. So our sweet smell stopped. Amarav v'adayin chavivusi gabon. Even while we were cheating on Hashem, He still loved us. Tichsiv nosan v'loksiv hisriach. It says we no longer had the nice smell. It doesn't say we stank. Tana Rabbanan. Oh, one of my favorite gemaras of all time. Tana Rabbanan. Aluvin ve'enon olvin. Shomun cherpasin ve'enon meshivin. Osin me'avo smechin b'yisurin. Same Gemara shows up in Gittin, in Sanhedrin, a bunch of other places, that a person is supposed to be, even though we get made fun of, we don't make fun back. We take it on the chin. Aluvin ve'enon olvin. A person is supposed to be quiet, that other people act with chutzpah towards us, but we don't respond. Aluvin ve'enon olvin. Shomen cherpasan vein meshivin. We hear people embarrass us, we do not respond. That's a tzaddik. That's a Talmud Chacham. Osen me'ava, we serve Hashem with love, usmechen b'yisurin, and we even accept with joy when things are difficult for us. We mekabel the yisurin ba'ava. Aleim akasav omar, about these people, the pasuk says in Shoftim, v'ohavav, those who love Hashem and stick with Him and don't respond to attacks against their practice and the way they are and the way they behave, like tzaddikim, they will have this. Hashem will reward them and give them the strength of the sun when it's shining, it's most strong. Their faces will glow like the sun. So it's important that a person should be proud and happy about the way he is and not respond to those people who make fun of him or criticize him for doing the right thing or you know, for being the way he is. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, May dechsev Hashem yitain omer hamavastros tzavarav kol dibur v'dibur shiyas miyagvura at Matan Torah nechlak l'shivim l'shonos. Every dibur every dibur was translated into 70 languages. Tzva Rav, right? Originally it was Omer, it was only one statement, and then it became a Tzva Rav. Every nation was able to understand Torah in its own language. Tani Devar Rabbi Shmuel. The pasuk says, Halo ko dvarai ke'esh no mashem kepatish yefotzeitz tzela. Pasuk in Yirmiyo. Like a hammer smashes stone. Ma patish zet nechlak lekamani tzotzos, just like the hammer destroys the stone into many different sparks, many different pieces. I've called dibur v'dibur shetzmi kadosh baruch hu nechlak l'shim l'shonos. Every dibur was divided into 70 languages. Aruchanan ba papa mayin dechsev, right, shivim panim la Torah. From here is where we hear shivim panim. There's 70 different kinds of explanation of the Torah. Amar Ravi Chanina, Chanano bar Papa, May dechsev Shimu ki negidim adaber. Listen, because I'm going to speak negidim. Lamanim shel divrei Torah ki nagid, like a ruler, like a king. Lomalach man nagid ze yesh bo l'hamis lachios, just like a king can decide to keep somebody alive or to kill him after Rei Torah, yesh b'hem lahamis l'hachios. So too, if we keep the Torah the right way, we'll live, but it also can destroy us if we don't keep it the right way. Haynu d'amar Rava. That's why Rava, that's I'm sorry. Hein Damar Rava. This is what Rava said about the Torah. The Torah is like a drug. L'maiminimba sama dechayay. To those who uphold the Torah with all of their strength, it's a drug. It's the elixir of life. It's the drug that keeps you alive. L'masmi'ilimba. But if you're a lefty, if you veer off the, if the Torah is like, it's your secondary. Left means the secondary. Right means it's your strength, and the left means it's your weaker hand. If you weaken your connection to Torah, sama demosa, becomes a drug, a poison that kills. Davar acher, negidim, kol dibur v'dibur, sheyatza mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, koshim lo shnei ksarim. Every dibur had two crowns. Literally, that the dibur became something that you could see, a reference to the two crowns, lashon rabim nigidim, two crowns of glory. So there was a crown. The Maharsha says it means one crown was the revealed word of the Torah, and one crown was the hidden meaning of the Torah. Others say it means the tam ha'elyon and the tam ha'tachton of the Aseres HaDibros. Some of the Achronim say. Okay. Amar Shimon ben Levi, my dechsev tzra hamar dodili bein shaddai yolin. Amar k'nasil v'nei kodesh baruch hu, ribono shel olam, aval bishe meitzar u'meimar, li dodi, even though sometimes Torah is difficult, li dodi, and sometimes we sin with the cheda egel, li dodi, we're still your beloved one. Bein shaddai yolin. Right, I'm sorry. Even though my beloved one caused me a lot of problems, nevertheless, Bein Shaddai Yolin, he still dwells among my bosom. We're still close to him. And that's why the Pasuk says, Eshkal HaKofer Dodi Li B'Charmei Ein Gedi, Misha HaKol Shalom Mechaper Li Al Avon HaGedi. The Egel is referred to as the Gedi, Shekaramtili, the young goat, even though it was a cow, not a goat. Shekaramtili, that you gathered me, that I gathered together all these different avodah zaras. Nevertheless, you kept me close anyway. My mashma dahai karmi lishna demachnishu, that it means to gather. Amamar zutcher beidu of Nachman kedistan kisei shel koveis shekarmim alavas akelim. That the laundry guy gathers together all the begadim and puts them into a pile. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to stick with us, even though we did so many sins at the time of the Chet Egel. Bamishu ben Levi Ma'idich Siv L'chayav Karugas Habosem. His cheeks are like the Arugas Habosem, the sweet smelling flowers. Kol dibur v'dibur she'yatzmi HaKadosh Baruch Hu nismali kol olam kulo b'samim. The whole world became like sweet-smelling flowers. V'kevin she'mi dibur rishon nismali dibur shein l'heichon halach. If already the world was so sweet-smelling after the first one, what do you need the second one? Hot HaKadosh Baruch Hu aruach mi'otzoz ha'mav rishon rishon. That the wind would blow away the smell from the first one and bring it to Gan Eden. So then we needed the second one. She'nemar Sifsosav Shoshanim Notfos Mor Over. Al Tikri Shoshanim Ella Sheshonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the world after each Dibur. He took the beautiful fragrance and sent it to Gan Eden, and then when the world had to start all over again. V'amar Rabbi Shimon Levi Kol Dibur V'Dibur Sheyatzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yatzah Neshmashin Shal Yisrael. With every one of the Aseres HaDibros, Klai Yisrael's Neshama left them. They died. Shtemer Nafshi Yatzah B'Dabro. I died when you spoke. Well, if they were dead already after the first one, how were they around for the second one? So the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the dew that La'asad Lava was going to perform Tchias HaMesim, and he was Mechaya them in between each of the Aseres HaDibros. Shenemar, Geshem Nidavos Tanef Aleim, Nachalascha Vanilla Ata Konanta. That through this Tal, which which is going to in the future give us life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us life again by Har Sinai. Rabbi Yishev ben Levi, Kaldim b'vidim b'shir yasif HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chaz Yisrael acharem 12 mil. After each of the seven dibros, Klal Yisrael was scared, 12 mil. V'hayu malachi asharas midadin osam. And the malachim would encourage them to come back forward. Shneimar, malachi tzavos yidodun, yidodun, al tikri yidodun, ela yidadun. They pushed us forward. And now we get to the last thing I want to talk about a little bit more in depth as well. Famous Gemara about the dispute that Moshe had the Malachim. Very, very, very powerful. Very, very inspiring Gemara. V'amru Yishuv ben Levi, b'shah shalom Moshe l'amaro, amru Malachi ha'shat l'akadosh baruch hu, ribono shel olam, ma li'ulu risha beinenu. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the heavens to get the Torah. Apparently he didn't just go up to Mount Har Sinai. He kept on going. He took the escalator up from Mount Har Sinai. He went even further. He went up there. And the angels, so he went to hang out with the angels up in Shemayim to get the Torah. Because he had to go, the Torah was up in the heavens, he had to go up there to bring it down. So the angels got upset. And they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is a person of flesh and blood doing up here? Amalehen lekabel Torah ba. He came to accept the Torah for humankind. Amru lefanav, chamuda genuza shegenuza lach tesha meos v'shivim v'arba doros. 974 generations, the Torah was up here with us before the creation of the world. Kodesh Nivra Olam, and it's a precious gift. Chemda Genuza, it's in your treasure house. Atam Avakish Linda Labasav Adam. You want to give it to these lowly human beings who have Yetzaharas and they Balei Avera? They're not worthy. They're not worthy of getting the Torah. Ma Enosh Kisiskereno Vadam Kisifkena. What's a human being that you're letting him have this precious gift? Hashem Adonim Adishim Chamalash Tnahod Chal Hashemayim. Your glory should only be in the heavens. Amalak Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Hachzeh Lahem Tshuva. Moshe Rabbeinu, give them an answer. Amalak Fana Rabbeinu Shalom Misyar Nisham Yisifinu Be'el B'Shem Mefiyem. He said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm afraid they're going to burn me up with the fire in their mouths. Amalak Achoz B'Kiseh Kvodi V'Chazel Lahem Tshuva. Grab onto my Kiseh HaKavod. Some say, grab onto the Avos HaKadoshim, the Neshamas of the Avos HaKadoshim, or the Neshamas of all future, grab onto the Kisei HaKavod and give them an answer. You'll be protected. Shneimar Machaz Pnei Kisei Parshas Alav Anonov. I'm Rabbi Nachum Melamed Shepires Shakai Miziv Shchinaso VaAnono Alav. Hashem spread His cloud of glory over Moshe to protect him. Amar Lefanav. So Moshe said, "What do you mean? This is an easy one. This is an easy one." Ribono Shalom. Torah Shatanasim Limak Sivba. What does it say in the Torah? Nochi Hashem Lekecha Sheyot Seisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Amalan, he said to Malachim, LeMitzrayim, you're out of them. Hey guys, were you guys ever in Egypt? LeParish Tabaratem. Did you ever serve Paro? Torah Lama Te'elachem. What do you need Torah for? Shuv Maksiba Lo Yelcha Elohim Achirim. Don't have other gods. Bein Amim Atem Shuriyim. Do you live amongst the nations? She'ovdin Avodah Zarah. Do you live among nations Zorah Zarah? Shuv Maksiba, Zachas Yom Shabbos Lakacho, Klomatemos Malachas Adam Tzvich Mishvus. Hey, do you guys work for a living that you need a day of rest? Shuv Maksiba Lo Sisa, don't swear falsely. Maso Matin Yishvenu, do you guys have work that you do that you swear to people about payments? Shuv Maksiba Kabedis Avicha Vesimecha. It says honor your parents. Ave Emishchem, you guys got parents? Shuv Maksiba Lo Sirzach Lo Sinov Lo Signov. Kene Yishvenu, do you ever have jealousy? Do you have a Yitzhara? So right away the angels admitted to Hashem that it's worthy to give the Torah to flesh and blood. Every angel became Moshe Rabbeinu's best friend, and every angel gave Moshe Rabbeinu a pro tip from the angels. Shenemar, Alisa Lamarom Shavisa Shevi. Lakachta matanos ba'adam. You got some gifts from there because you were an Adam. Bischar shekreucha Adam, because they called you a man. Lakachta matanos af malchamavas masalodaver. Even the angel of death gave him a gift. Shenemar vayitin es haketoros vaychapelam. During the plague, Moshe Rabbeinu used ketoros to stop the plague. How did he know? Va'omer vayamod ben amesim ben achaim vatayatzar magifa. He was able to stop the He loved Amalei. Had the angel of death not taught him the secret of the Ketores, mi havi yada, where would he have gotten it from? So there's so many beautiful commentaries in this Gemara. Among them, just very briefly in the last minute here. First of all, what was the Havamin of the angels? Obviously, the Torah was written for human beings. I mean, what in the world was the Havamin of the angels here? So some say that what's going on over here is like this. Reb Chaim Friedland has a beautiful piece in the Sifsei Chaim about this. That the angels felt that the fact that man sins, an angel, you know what it means to not have a Yetzirah? An angel doesn't even know, can't even understand what it means to have to decide between doing the right thing and doing the wrong thing, having to defeat the Yetzirah. So the angel doesn't understand the godless of such a thing. He doesn't understand. So the angel thinks a person even has to decide. He sees tzaddikim deciding whether they should do the right thing or the wrong thing. The angel says that's a very low level. But Moshe Rabbeinu was able to tell the angels, are you kidding me? The fact that we have a Yetzirah and Afal Pikein were able to conquer the Yetzirah and still do the Ratzon Hashem, that's even a greater Kiddush Hashem than an angel. That's even greater. You guys don't even have a challenge. You naturally do the Ratzon Hashem. We who have the challenge, we have the struggle, and we have to fight and defeat the Yetzirah, that ends up being a greater Kiddush Hashem than the Malachim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yeah, that's the right answer. That's the right answer. We have to realize this Gemara tells us that we're even greater than Malachim. Malachim have no challenge. It's a natural and naturally, instinctively, that they want to do the right thing. We who have the challenge, how much more so? This was the argument that Moshe Rabbeinu advanced. Adarabba, to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, not only in the heavens, not only with our neshamas, but even our guf, even to purify the guf, even to refine the body to defeat the Yetzirah and to take our Yetzirah and use even the Yetzirah to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's even the greatest Kiddush Hashem. To use our physical bodies to make brachos, to refine the way we eat, the way we speak, the way we have all the taivas and Yetzirah we have to refine that, that's even a higher level than the angels. That's what's going on in this Gemara. Some say that the angels understood that in terms of the, most of it's not Shaykh them, but they were talking about the Sisrei Torah. The hidden, the Marasha says like this, and many, the angels they understood that most of Torah applies to man, but it was the Sisrei Torah, the hidden deep understandings of the hidden Torah. That's what they didn't want to give over to Klal Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu said that no, not only can Klal Yisrael keep the Adam is Adama and Adamela Elyon. Adam has a neshama, so we want to be able to learn even the mysterious depth of the depth of Torah. We want to do that as well. So that's why we had. Anyway, we'll stop here tomorrow. Daf Yomi 7:30. I'm working on even Thursday and Friday. Daf Yomi should still be 7:30. I'm hoping that the minyan in my house will take place maybe either 6:30 or 6:45. So I'll be able in my backyard. I'm hoping there's going to be a minyan in my backyard. So we'll either 6:30, 6:45. We'll still have the I'll have minyan then. So I'll still be able to do the Daf Yomi at 7:30. It's looking like I'm still going to try to keep the Daf Yomi. So if somebody wants to daven at the 8 o'clock minyan, maybe he can be able to do that as well. But the 7:30, I'm going to put in the chat. If somebody has a problem with keeping it at 7:30, people should let me know. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful day. But tomorrow for sure is 7:30. I'll let you know in the chat about Thursday.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a great day.
Have a wonderful day.